broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for October 5th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we support and promote the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. Yes, indeed, we're convinced the checks and balances is absolutely brilliant and the way to restoration. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. LibertyRoundtable.com. Welcome to the broadcast. News the networks refuse to use everywhere. We talked about false news continues to be spread by Google and Facebook. Sadly, they've had all kinds of fiasco fake news on their platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of the mainstream press folks have been involved in fake news, the New York Times, so much so the President of the United States has even called these folks an enemy of the people. The Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, worked as a mailman, an IRS agent, at the Department of Defense. He spent over a decade as a government employee, they're claiming. The Vegas shooter's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, is back in the U.S. She's a person of interest, they say. The FBI talked to her for like 6 hours. She claims she knew nothing about it. She claims that she couldn't imagine her gentle, kind boyfriend doing such a thing. Madly in love with him, she claims. He was breaking up with her, sent $100,000 overseas to help her family buy a house, is the narrative. She is an Australian citizen of Filipino origin. Paddock wired $100,000. How did he pick out that exact room where he could shoot down into the crowd? No one's bringing that question up, but it's a good one. He took 10 suitcases loaded with firearms into his hotel room. How did he get that there so easily? Did that happen? He set up several surveillance cameras, including one in the hallway. He then broke out a couple of windows to set up his killing devices. This preparation required considerable time and money. How did he get all that done? Huh? Very strange. We covered this shooting for both hours for the most part on yesterday's broadcast. And I'm telling you, there's several narratives that I'm not comfortable with. The fake news and the big media is beyond me. But the mainstream press, the sheriff, all these people at first setting a narrative that I'm very uncomfortable with. Hey, he acted alone. You can't make claims like that until you investigate. Well, Sam, we don't have any proof to the contrary. Therefore, we're sticking to that narrative until we have proof of the contrary. That's an absolute mistake. You don't speak out of turn. You don't assume when you don't know. They claim he acted alone. Now they're wrong again. Well, time will tell, right? They also claim that he killed himself. They say he shot himself in the mouth. When they discovered him, he was dead. Well, they first said they engaged with him. Well, it's true. An unarmed security guard tried to engage with him, got shot in the leg, and then they had to back off. And, well, we don't know if he was by himself or not. Therefore, we don't know if he killed himself or not. You think of my logic, ladies and gentlemen, and tell me if I'm not spot on. If he was alone or not, you cannot say until you research. You can't make a definitive and say, well, we're going to assume this until we find out that. No, that's not the way it works. You gather the evidence, and you don't make assumptions until the evidence proves something one way or the other. You don't start with your premise. Start with your, quote, assumptions. You start with, we don't know if he acted alone or not. And I submit to you that evidence points to he did not act alone. All kinds of circumstantial evidence. Now, you could say, well, Sam, there's no hard proof. Now we're going to debate what evidence is. Evidence for intelligent people may be different than evidence in a court of law. Investigations are not courts of law, ladies and gentlemen. Investigations are, you could say, assumptions. That's where the mistake comes oftentimes. You got to assume something to put together working ideas. I agree with that. But you don't have to perpetuate those assumptions as facts. That's what they're doing. That's what I'm uncomfortable with. All right? We talked about all kinds of stuff regarding taxes. We talked about the Democrats refuse, or some of them are refusing to even honor, have a moment of silence for the victims. What kind of a whacked out deal is that? Crazy. All right, now, that's really the news the networks refuse to use. I'm skipping a lot of the yesterday's show notes because I want to hurry on this. But anyway, they're available at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends, spread the word, fund us. Everything we can do to grow our presence in the media, to help the new media take center stage, would be absolutely wonderful. But Americans and the conservatives need to put their money where their mouth is, because I'm telling you, the mainstream press is so full of fake news, it's beyond imagination. All right, that's the recap. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, let me just talk about this. They say he acted alone. Lie. We can't make those claims, Kurt. They came out with that almost instantly. I don't see how they can make such a claim. Secondly, they say not only did he act alone, but he killed himself. He shot himself in the mouth. Kurt, if you don't know if he was alone or not, you can't prove he was alone. How can you all of a sudden assume he was alone? How do you start with that narrative? Well, Sam, because there's no evidence to the contrary. But there's no evidence that he was alone either. Oh, well, he killed himself. He shot himself in the mouth. There's no evidence of that at all. What do you think, Kurt? By the way, just for your knowledge, a total of 79 minutes elapsed from 10:08 p.m. when the shooting was first reported to 11:27 p.m. That's when the SWAT team burst through the door of Mr. Paddock's room. 79 minutes, Kurt. And they say in that time when they weren't with him, they can tell you that he was alone and that he shot himself in the mouth. Do you think they can go with that kind of a narrative that quickly, Kurt? I don't think so.
I believe that if we, you know, kind of came out with that kind of narrative, like we didn't watch, say, the president or the congressman for 79 minutes, and then we just said, well, we know exactly what went on, people would say, well, how do you know that about us? I mean, what's good for the goose, right?
Yeah. I say it's just insanity that they could jump to that kind of conclusion. He was alone for 79 minutes from the second the shooting started. He was also alone for who knows how long before that, a couple of days to assemble or to put things together or to work with people, etc. But there are several facts that have come out that vindicate my points and absolutely trash the mainstream press's narrative. I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but I mentioned we got to find out if the guy was on psychotropic drugs, right? We got to know that.
Right. I, at least in my opinion, you know, when we're trying to find solutions, well, if he's not, I'll be really surprised.
Well, he was. They say Paddock was prescribed the anti-anxiety medication, and I don't know how to say this, diazepam, in June. Now, studies have shown that the drug brand, it's basically the main drug brand is named Valium, but he was on a certain kind of Valium. They say that evidence and studies show that it can trigger aggressive behavior. Well, boy, howdy, Kurt. See, almost every one of these psychopaths are on these kinds of drugs, Kurt. Almost every one of them.
We've not seen one that wasn't that we could identify.
Right. So to assume or to ignore that and assume that that's not related is beyond imagination. So I told you. Now the sheriff, by the way, Kurt, the sheriff says that the Vegas killer may have been radicalized. They didn't say that before. They said, oh, no, he has no ties, no way. He wasn't involved in any of that at all. Then they're like, oh, well, wait a minute. You know, he wired money overseas. And, oh, wait a minute. Now he might have been radicalized. And we don't know. And, well, I thought they said he acted alone and he killed himself, Kurt. The narrative's changing before your very eyes. And I was the one that said these are conclusions you cannot come to until you do more research, until you get more evidence and more details. Now, Sheriff Lombardo also says, not only does he say he may have been radicalized, that's not an evidence-based fact. That is a, we're looking into all options now. But now the sheriff also says, Kurt, he said Wednesday night that he believed that Paddock originally planned to remain alive and or had plans to escape after the murder. That makes you wonder if he acted alone. If he was planning to leave, why would he all of a sudden just shoot himself in the mouth? It's not impossible, but it opens the possibilities that I'm pointing to. Liberty Roundtable Live, more details in seconds on your radio. Come on, let's find out the facts, folks, not just have a narrative. Please.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Being first with the details of news isn't helpful, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wrong. Now, I get these news organizations and their desire to be first, and I get that they've got to come up with something that's their job, but a lot of them go too quick. A lot of them are involved in fake news, and I'm telling you, it's got to stop. They came out quickly and said he was alone and he committed suicide, and any ideas to the contrary, you're whacked out. Turns out it was fake news. They came out at first and said it was a Trump hater, he was politically motivated, fake news again. They lied. Now we're finding out there was a total of 79 minutes between when shots were first heard fired at 10:08 p.m. to 11:27 p.m. when SWAT busted in and found him dead. 79 long minutes. You can't definitively say he acted alone, and you can't definitively say he shot himself. He might have acted in concert with somebody else, and or somebody else may let him do the dirty work like a handler and then killed him. Who knows? Now, I'm not saying that that narrative is true. Let me say that again. I am not saying that narrative is true either. What I'm saying is you can't draw these conclusions. But we know Paddock was prescribed Valium. So the guy drinks alcohol and he's on Valium. Alcohol and drugs is not a good mix, folks. But they never bring up the drug scenario. But almost every one of these guys is on these psychotropic drugs that literally trigger aggressive behavior. Boy, howdy, in this case, is that the case. Now, the Vegas killer may have been radicalized. The sheriff now admits they claim to the contrary to the death. Almost before this, now they're admitting more to the pieces of puzzle than we may first admit. Now, I'm not saying that I have a narrative. I don't. I can speculate if I want to, but that's separate from the reality. I'm saying we can't know if he was radicalized or not. We can't know if he acted alone or not. We can't know if he killed himself or not. Now, Sheriff Lombardo said Wednesday night that he has reason to believe that Paddock originally planned to remain alive and or escape after the mass murder. So if he planned to escape, that increases the likelihood that he may not have killed himself. Now, I'm not saying he did or did not kill himself. What I'm saying is we can't draw definitives that he did when we have evidence or reasons to believe that he planned to stay alive. Oh, well, he just, he engaged with a non-armed security guard and shot the guy in the leg, and then he changed his mind and committed suicide. Okay, that's a great assumption, but we don't have any evidence of that either. Well, Sammy was in his room alone to Ed, shot himself in the mouth. All I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is beware of first appearances. Beware of your media because they lie to you. Do not assume these facts. Do not conclude he was alone or not yet. Do not conclude he was acted by himself or not. Do not conclude if he was radicalized or not. Do not conclude if he committed suicide or not. Do not go down the road of those facts. Now, I'm not saying that they are facts just because the sheriff is now speculating this. I'm saying you should have left judgment unmade. We need to wait for facts is what I'm telling you. Okay. Now the Vegas sheriff claims, Kurt, you have to assume he had help. And let me say that again. Now the sheriff states publicly, we have to assume he had help. I don't see, says the sheriff, I don't see how he could have got all this done by himself, got all this past security guards, got all this set up, you know, broken these windows, hammered this door, set up cameras in the hall. I don't see how that all got done by himself. Well, that's, boy, howdy was I telling you that. We cannot draw these conclusions. You want more, Kurt? Now investigators are looking for a mystery woman seen with Vegas shooter. Not at the time, but days before, they saw him with a mystery woman. They're trying to find out who she was, and it was not his girlfriend who was overseas. Now, you might come back and say, Sam, you don't even know. That was just a prostitute, or, you know, he was friends with a lot of the staff. He was just talking to some chick. Maybe. That might be true, and it might be nothing. But it also might be a helper. It also might be a government handler. It also might be, who knows? Now, it's possible that a team of assassination folks came in, controlled his room, tied him up, set this all up quickly, committed the mayhem, shot him in the mouth, left, shot a security guy's leg or something like that. And some, you'd say, well, Sam, how would they leave? I don't have all the answers to the questions. I can throw speculation theories out there as good as anybody, but I submit to you that none of them are helpful, not even the one that I just gave you. Not because it's not a possibility, but because it just takes you down all kinds of roads of conspiracy theory, and I don't think that it's helpful. I think it's more helpful, personally, to stick with the questions. Did he act alone? Did he kill himself? Those are real valuable questions. Because it really, in my opinion, opens up the discussion and the efforts to find out what really happened. And I think we're better off spending time on finding out what happened. Well, here's what we are starting to know. Another psychotropic drug prescribed or medicated person went somehow ballistic with a gun. Now, I say we know that because, again, we can go to the narrative and say that's what we're told. I don't even know if that's true. But I know this, every time we have one of these gun crazy folks go ballistic, it turns out to be somebody on some of these drugs. Every single time, almost. I say almost because you could probably find an exception. I don't know of an exception, though. Now, they say Paddock committed suicide after detecting an unarmed security guard outside of his room. I guess that guy got shot in the leg. Now, we don't know that either, Kurt. See, my problem is all these assumptions we're making. But remember, we brought up the guy that was in the crowd that held up his beer and stood up and flipped off the shooter and stuff. We need to follow that lead, but no one's following that lead either. Now, you could say, well, Sam, come on, he was hanging out with a prostitute a couple of days before the event, and Sam, that beer guy in the crowd was just some drunk, stupid idiot. Come on. You may be right on both counts. You also may be wrong. And you can't know until you follow those leads. You just can't know. And anybody who tells me to the contrary, just logically, you have to be an idiot to argue with me on this. I'm just saying you can't draw conclusions until you follow up those leads. For example, you can't know what the girlfriend thought or was involved until you interview her. Now, she's claiming that she knew nothing about it and she's totally innocent and he was a good guy and she can't believe he did any of this. Well, she may be telling the truth. She may not. I don't know. What I do know, though, is now we at least know what she claims. That's a start. Now you got to kind of wonder, though, does she know something else? And how do we find that out? And the answer is you start researching her to find out about her ties, about her involvement. Where does she travel to? Where does she go? Who are her associations? Okay, you can't know if she's lying or not, folks, until you follow up. So I don't have a single claim of definity in this case, except for one. Are you ready for what it is, Kurt? I have one claim.
Yep.
I do not trust the news or the government's story. And whatever we're being told, I'm telling you right now, we're not being leveled with and we're not getting the truth. That I'm comfortable with. Why? Because there's too many questions. There's just too many questions. There's questions like, well, his brother said they used to go shooting all the time. Then other stories say his brother says that this kind of gun knowledge is beyond Steven's capabilities. Then they say, well, we used to shoot all the time and we used to shoot these kind of guns, but he hated automatic rifles. Okay, well, then other stories are saying, look, they never even hardly talked. He didn't like anybody. He was kind of an isolationist. He was by himself. The only real person that had access to him was this girl, Mary Lou Danley or whatever her name is. All right. Well, what's true? They say, well, he was a really high-stakes rich gambler. Oh, but he worked for the government for a decade. Oh, but he was kind of retired. He was a real estate tycoon. Oh, well, he was a super high-stakes gambler, but he wasn't a, what do they call those guy? A whale? That's a very high-stakes gambler. He was a high-stakes gambler, but not a whale. He was kind of like the high end of the low end, right? I mean the low end of the high end, right? He was that guy. Okay, all I'm telling you is everything we're getting is contrary. And I submit to you that that's intentional. I submit to you that somebody is peddling a massive amount of fake news on purpose. And so that's why I say I don't know that I'm going to double down on anything definitive at this point, except for I do not trust the news or the government. I'm telling you that right now. Why don't I trust the news and the government? Because they've intentionally lied before and we've caught them at it so many times it's not even funny. So did he act alone? I don't know. My guess is he had some help. And the only reason I say that is because it's a very big to-do to bring tripods and guns. I mean, they say he had literally 23 guns or something in his hotel room. To bring that many guns, to bring that much ammo, to bring hammers, to bring tripods, to hammer, you know, break windows, to hammer things out, to get all this set up, it just seems like quite a to-do for nobody to notice. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? I don't think so, personally.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The NFL's ratings continue to drop. The latest ratings from Monday's Kansas City Chiefs Washington Redskins game showed that fewer people are watching the NFL. That's not the case, of course, for NASCAR. And the reason is the protests. They are not helping at all. A lot of people, especially those in service clubs, the American Legion, the veterans of foreign wars, aren't even watching the football games anyway. In the meantime, it's reported that the NFL owners seem to be divided. Some aren't bothered by this. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're scratching their heads. Some are angry because the IRS has sold a multi-million dollar contract to Equifax to help it identify taxpayers.
Now, Equifax is a big company and it deals in that kind of information. But just recently, the company and many of its executives have been put under identification because of loss of sensitive information involving 144 million Equifax customers. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I'm maintaining, and I've said it from the start, you can't draw conclusions going down the conspiracy rat holes is a waste of time. The fact is, we don't know if he acted alone or not, but it's looking like that he did not act alone, although they claimed he did at first. I'm also questioning if he killed himself. They claim that it's definitive that he did, but I reject that notion as well. The sheriff now admitting he may have had help. They're admitting he was on Valium, a psychotropic drug. And alcohol probably combined. All I can tell you is very strange, ladies and gentlemen. But what's fascinating to me, Kurt, is this. You got Google, Facebook, Twitter, the mainstream press, suckered and peddling fake news to the umpth degree. Just doubling down on these bogus claims. You got Sam Bushman here, literally a one-man think tank with a computer. Now, Kurt, I'm not trying to be rude here, but what is up with these people? They have a gazillion times the resources that I have. I have a computer, an intelligent mind, and I'm willing to go to a lot of hard work to fish through, you know, things. And when I see something that's not logical, I just simply say it's not logical. I'll give you an example. Hey, you know what? It's been 5 hours since this event happened, and the event took like 70 minutes to go down or 79 minutes to go down. We're going to say he acted alone, he had no foreign ties, and that he killed himself. We're just definitive on that. I can tell you right now that's bogus. Not because I have greater knowledge, not because I have incredible investigating experience, but because you cannot rush to a judgment so quickly in that. There's just no way you can make those kind of definitive statements. But they've done it. So, Kurt, you got Facebook, Twitter, Google. You got all the mainstream press folks that ran around with all those lies. Now, there's two sides. Either you go with all these definitives that are false, or you go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy. I warn, do neither. I don't know what happened here. I do know a bunch of people are dead. I do know there's false narrative everywhere. I submit to you that that is intentional to create mass confusion because it's harder to sift through facts when that hysteria is going on. And I submit to you that there's an agenda because there's a narrative being painted here. And there's two things that concern me greatly, Kurt. You ready for them? Number one is that a lot of gun-friendly bills were stopped. Number two, now it looks like Republicans and Democrats are looking at passing gun control, gun restriction type legislation. Have you seen this, Kurt?
Yes, I have, and that worries me quite a bit.
You want to respond to that?
Well, you know, the bottom line is it's what happens in cases like this. You have a crisis, and as one liberal said years ago, I don't remember exactly the guy, but he says, don't let a crisis go to waste. What he means by that is basically you take advantage of things like this to say, look, people are going to allow things that they normally wouldn't under different situations. And so I recommend against it. I recommend we keep calm heads and really examine, like you mentioned, this whole drug thing, Sam. To me, this requires a lot of looking into. There's a number of the stories that talk about how, hey, this drug that he was prescribed, you know, we give all these things a pass because they're in the so-called okay drugs. This thing that
okay
he was prescribed,
drugs. Wow.
Well, you know, that's what...
that's the narrative. You're right. And that's the whole point that we need to challenge that bogus narrative.
Well, and they've even said right in their headlines that this kind of calms some, but it provokes others. Yet this kind of thing just gets a pass. I mean, I don't hear any talk in Congress about, well, we've got to not have these kind of drugs available to people, or at least we don't want to promote this idea. I mean, you basically got this picture in America that says, hey, if something is prescribed to you by, a drug, not a drug, I shouldn't say that, by a registered doctor, and it doesn't matter what kind, psychiatrist, psychologist, you know, regular doctor, then it's all fine. And yet, if you get some kind of drug on the street, hey, you're just messing with fire. I mean, you'd think the first one was like a health food, basically, the way it's sold. And that is because America is in control in many ways of the big pharma.
Amen.
Entities.
And you say, when you say it's sold like health food, Kurt, you know, doctors, quote, the professionals are the ones that back it and promote it and tell you, you know what, Kurt, you don't really know. You're not intelligent enough and or educated enough to really know. Trust me, you should take this. It's okay for you, Kurt. And if I say to the contrary, then they're like, Sam, how do you know? You're not even a doctor. You don't even know. And they go off on this attack Sam plan or attack Kurt plan or whoever's claiming, you know, to the contrary. And that's what you mean by health food. They literally quadruple down and use their credentials or whatever to you know, indicate. Now, by the way, Mr. Paddock, you know, they told you that he was this massive gambler, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they said he basically lived at the casinos.
Yeah, but it's not true.
Casinos.
Well, now here's what it
surprise.
Is. He was a gambler, and he spent a lot of time at the casinos. But listen carefully to this. Mr. Paddock was not widely known among the cities, meaning Vegas's, serious gamblers, operating at a level below the highest rollers. He was not a, quote, whale. That's the term used for these, you know, high-stakes, big-time gamblers. He was not at that level. Now, isn't that different than you've been told by everybody else, Kurt?
Right, Sam, it is, and I mean, you know, it's just, it's like you say, we ought to really look at, you know, all the possible reasons for this.
Now, I'm not here to tell you how big or small of a gambler he is or to debate about that. I'm not here to tell you a definitive that I know. I'm just telling you that what's the value in knowing how high of a roller he was? He was at the high end of the low guys. He was at the low end of the high guys. What difference does that make?
By the way, Sam, I don't see anything about that he was, you know, a religious zealot, that he spent too much time in church. He had too many postings of the Ten Commandments all over his walls. You know, there's none of that, right? You know, of course, if we bring up the idea that, you know, we need God and his commandments back in society, then it's like, oh, come on now, you just went off the reservation. You're just out there too far. And, you know, like on this drug thing, Sam, I can't see anybody that's really going into it like the dailymail.co.uk. So now this is foreign.
Liberty Roundtable Live is going into it. We brought this up right when this thing happened, Kurt.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, printed matter, you know, and stuff.
Oh, the mainstream press folks. Google, Facebook, Twitter, the mainstream New York Times Post, all those guys, right?
And you ask yourself a simple question, why? And then just simply
follow the money. Well, because Big Pharma funds their deal, and that's why we ask you to fund us, because we don't want to take Big Pharma funding. But you know what?
That's right.
Hey, Americans don't put their money where their mouth is, so we'll probably go away, and the Big Pharma funding folks will stay there, Kurt.
And so their headline at dailymail.co.uk is, "Does diazepam cause aggression?" We explain the dangers of the powerful and highly addictive anti-anxiety drug prescribed to Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock. You know, they say that in their sub-headlines, and they have a number of them here, they say, most doctors agree it is near impossible for a pill to be the root cause of Paddock's murder spree, killing 58 and wounding more than 500. Now, that's most doctors, according to their story. Well, does that mean some doctors would say that?
Yes,
that
but we're not
going to
focus on
cause?
That. I mean, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed claim, Kurt. See, that's how they roll.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, they used to say, hey, women need a pap smear every year or whatever. Now, then they backed off that and said, oh, man, that's actually causing problems. Don't do that anymore. And they've had scientific changes a lot of times. But when they say most doctors say, what about the drug books with the side effects, Kurt? They document there's all kinds of problems with these drugs, too. But again, if you want to talk about common threads, a common thread is most of these people are isolated loners and most of these people are given a drug by a doctor. That is undisputable, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely undisputable.
They say in some rare cases, the drug can trigger suicidal thoughts, aggressiveness, panic attacks, impulsive thoughts, and a lack of empathy.
I wonder if this was one of those, what was it, Kurt?
Rare cases.
Yeah, I guess this was a rare occasion, huh?
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so both sides of the aisle, the House and the Senate, say they are willing to consider banning bump stocks. So now you've got a very strange thing. You had several pro-gun control bills in the hopper. Those are all canceled. Now the folks that claimed for literally decades that they would ease restrictions on guns and gun control measures now are flip-flopping, and they're starting with gun stocks, Kurt, and what, or not gun stocks, bump stocks. And what usually happens here is they start with the most extreme. And once you get people on board, once you open that door and get your foot in the door, then before you know it, we're talking about more. So pretty soon it'll be, well, these bump stocks are crazy, and so are these huge, large magazines. And, well, what's wrong with a little, you know, extra background check or a little this or a little that? And before you know it, what have we got, in my opinion, your favorite Republicans and senators and Democrats and House members are all caving and coming together because they feel like they have to do something. Why do they feel like they have to do something? Because the mainstream press has just whipped everybody up in a frenzy of fake news, Kurt, to the point where everybody's just scared to even blink now. I mean, dude, I bet you Paddock's right behind your left elbow right now, armed to the teeth, ready to take you down, Kurt. See, it's that kind of deceptive, manipulative, provocative mentality that's going on here, and it has no place. And as you wisely point out, Kurt, what we need to be talking about rather than gun control, rather than banning these, quote, bump stocks or any other, quote, extreme beginnings of denying the people their right to keep and bear arms and denying free people to do good things, pretending that guns have an evil nature in some way and this rhetoric of deception, you've nailed it. We need to talk about, look, this is a religious discussion. This is a moral discussion. This is a family discussion. Until we insert those things into discussions, we're really wasting our time to find out, well, he wasn't quite a whale gambler, but he was a big one. He wasn't the best, but he was darn good. He acted alone. He committed suicide. I don't understand what any of that's going to get us in terms of solutions or hope in America, Kurt. And the Congress seems to be stuck on stupid, and they already fell for the lie. They've already opened the door to this.
They do it every time. Every time we see one of these things, that's the same old, you know, quick little response that just is, I mean, it's not what should be done.
But now, let me add to this. Kurt, you sent me a story about everybody saying this is like the worst shooting in history, right? Speaking of the duplicity and speaking of they're changing everything on a dime, they claim and they got to back away from those claims. Well, here's another back away, right?
Well, that's right, Sam, and what you've got is when they, at least that's what we first saw, was the phrase, this is the worst mass shooting in history. And then now we're seeing some of these stories that'll say stuff like, well, in recent history, they'll say. And then, of course, you got to ask yourself, well, wait a minute, they said it was the deadliest in U.S. history. Now you have Chris Morris writing for, can't remember, I think this is a local Las Vegas rag, if you will. And they, you know, he points out that, hey, other massacres that top 50 victims include, and he's got a long list of them, including, for example, Wounded Knee in 1890, where the army opened fire on Chief Bigfoot of the Lakota tribe and his people, and they killed more than 150, and some estimates put the number as high as 300. So, you know, it's just more of that fake.
But how it depends on how you define the biggest, Kurt, or the most, or the largest, or
right.
And then you got to debate.
Right.
Well, you know, those guys didn't act alone, Kurt. There was a whole army there. And then, see, now we're off debating something that I don't know that it even matters. What's the value of that
Good
claim?
Point.
The only value of that claim is to literally, in my opinion, create hysteria. Oh my gosh, the biggest crime committed by a single guy legally bought all these guns. Every point they're making ratchets up that we got to do something and we got to do something now. Lie. deception, manipulation, perversion, okay? We don't got to do something now. If we're going to do something now, we need to ban these drugs. Because in every case that I know of, these drugs are part of the mix, Kurt. A loner being seen by some kind of a, quote, mind doctor combined with drugs. Literally every time, right, Kurt? Literally.
Well, that's what we see. And yet, do you hear any call for that from Congress or anywhere else?
No, but Kurt, you don't have any credentials. In fact, you're a white guy extremist, probably a domestic. You're probably the next guy that's going to go berserk, Kurt. You fit the profile. See, that's what they'll do because they have nothing to stand on. In fact, to prove the point, Kurt, the latest claim is they're blaming all white men. There's new stories out that are saying, hey, if you study this, Kurt, white men have conducted more of these mass murders than any other race. Did you know that?
Good point, Sam.
Do you want to respond to that?
I see. It seems like, let's see, who was it? It looks like, oh, yeah, it's Ann Coulter. She's got a headline. It says, media find Vegas shooter's motive, colon, he's white. And anyway, a subheadline says Ann Coulter reporters seem strangely reluctant to ask pertinent questions about incident. So anyway, that fits the narrative.
They say overall mass shootings have increased in frequency and deadliness, according to a, quote, Mother Jones database that focuses on public attacks, in which the motive appears to be indiscriminate killing. The Mother Jones or documentation shows some spikes and plummets, but this University of New Haven professor says, hey, there's an increase in accessibility to these weapons of mass destruction is fueling it. And then this Harvard Department of Health and Management says, hey, the guns are becoming more and more lethal, more and more militarized. They see mass shootings as a, quote, contagion. Certain crimes are contagious as mass shootings are more publicized than it would be so that copycats happen. So then they talk about this psychiatrist. And they talk about the, quote, sick man mentality. And they talked about who can go down as a celebrity committing the biggest number of these murders. In other words, you're encouraging these on-the-edge people to commit similar copycat offenses. So they got a theory the next person wants to one-up the previous one. But folks, they talk about the different ideologies that people have. But they say statistics are pointing to an increase in frequency and deadliness of these shootings. Now, here's the problem, Kurt. There's no benchmarks documented and no clear definition. So they say you can't really say that, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know, it sure be nice to see the real stories being told. I just, like on the drug ones, you just don't see it brought out. You don't see the fact that we've taken the Ten Commandments out of society, that we've eliminated God basically from pretty much every part of our world except for the certain little areas where we've allowed him to still stay in, you know, certain churches and some crisis situations, it seems okay to mention them, you know, at least reverently. If not, you know, it's always okay, it seemed like, in our modern world to reference deity in a negative way. You know, and when we look at those Ten Commandments, they're not just old things or suggestions. They're commandments.
I find this very strange. I don't know anybody who's talking about the things that we talk about on the radio. I really don't, Kurt. I mean, it's just the more we discuss these things, the more America becomes divided, the more the Republicans fail, the more the conservatives seem to have betrayal-type agendas, the more I find we stand alone in talking about the solutions, Kurt. Really. Who is talking about the things that we are? Who on one single program in one single hour is going to document, hey, the time it took for this to happen, this guy was, you know, they don't know what happened during those 79 minutes. He was on drugs. He may have been radicalized. He has reason to believe that he did not act alone and that he had planned to remain alive and escape. Assume he had to have help.
What about the one mystery woman that warned concert goers before the Las Vegas gunman opened fire? She said, they're all around, you're all going to die.
See, and you there's know, another point. It's like that guy with the beer standing up. What about that lady? And people say, well, Sam, you have no evidence for what you're saying. No, but we certainly have leads that bring into question your narrative. See, but why are they doubling down with a narrative? And the answer, Kurt, is because what they want to do is they want to blame the white conservative Trump supporter. He's been radicalized. They want to ratchet up this lone wolf idea. They want to ratchet up this domestic terrorist idea. They want to ratchet up this hatred of guns and hatred of all things good and honorable. And they want to literally paint this picture. CNN promoting literally that white men are to blame. Right? Blame white men for gun violence, basically.
That's right. Good point.
All right. There you have it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. And I know people would say, Sam, you guys are talking about the shooting way too much. The reason that I am is because the mainstream press, I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to talk about anything else. But there's so many things related to it, to the promises the Republicans should keep, to the proper role of limited government, to the big pharma drug issue, to the fact that we need God, family, and country at the center of our discussions and our solutions. You can almost take any ill in society, and I can come back and say God, family, and country will help. I don't know if there's a one that I wouldn't be correct on that fact. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved and donate today, would you please? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. This nation shall endure.